Okay, today's topic that we're going to discuss actually was by request. I got a number of emails about this one. This came up tangentially in the daf. And this topic that we didn't have time to talk about, the Masechah Shabbos, even though the much of it is in the second parak there, and that is Halakas Neir Shabbos. Again, it's a large topic. We'll talk about some of the lumdus behind it and some of the Lamaisa elements, but where did this come up? Where did we talk about it? This was back on the Vayin Beis Mabez in Masechah Eirvin, where we spoke about what is the Koveya, what is the most important factor in terms of determining a person's Makom when one is trying to make an Eirv Chatzeros, one is going to make an Eirv that combines all of the people in the chatzir. Do you go by where people eat or do where people sleep? So that was the discussion in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Beis, Ayin Beis Mabez, where it spoke about if you have a father and children in the same chatzir and they're ochlan al shulchan aviyam, do you go by where they sleep? Do you go by where they eat? And we mentioned there this is important for halakas neiris Shabbos and halakas neiris Chanukah and other halachas as well. So there we have the discussion. We had a machlokas whether makam pita goreim, that was shitas Rav, or makam lina goreim. So that was a machlokas within Hilchos Erev Chatzeros. In Hilchos Shabbos, it, as we will see, is Paskin by the Ramah, Makam Achila is Goreim, that is the Ikar place in terms of determining one's Halakas nearest spot, as Be'ez Hashem we will talk about in the second half of the Shir. Okay, so let's first speak about a little background in terms of the lumdus behind Halakas Neir Shabbos. We know this is a mitzvah derabanan, that was instituted for a number of reasons. The Gemara's reason, which Be'ez Hashem will get back to in the, a little later, is Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis, that's what the Gemara says. We don't bang ourselves, and therefore we need light in the house, and therefore one has to light the candles. But if you look interestingly in the Midrashim connect it to one of two other ideas as well. I gave you two Midrashim in the first two sources. The Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach discusses the three mitzvot that are mentioned in Baba Malikin, Al Shalosh Averos, Nashim Meisos, Bishas Leida Son, the three Averos that women are in danger for, Bishas Leida, as we know, Nida Chala and Halakas Aner, Rashi Tevas Chana. Chala, Nida, and Halakas Aner, those are the three. Bishalosh Mitzvot Halala Minat Torah. And they're Minat Torah, Minat Torah. So Minat Torah here just means based on psukim. Nida minayin shenemar v'isha kiyazuv zov dama. So Nida is in the Torah that we know. Chala, that was last week's Parsha. Reishas ariso sechem chala terimu truma. Fine. Ner Shabbos? That's daraisa? That's not daraisa. So here what it means, daraisa, it means based on a pasuk, and the pasuk quoted is the karasa l'shabbos oneg. The pasuk in Yeshayahu connecting Havakas Neiros to oneg Shabbos. If you look in a different medrash, in the Yalkut, in Parshas Baloscha, the parsha that discusses Halakas Aneiris towards the beginning of the parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu there is describing the medrash is describing the difference between Neiros of human beings and the Neiros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, Neiros in the third line in the middle, Neiros shel basar v'adam, shel cheres o shel nachoshes, hakol lefi kvodo shel adam, v'kvod Shabbos, Neiroseha hikvoda. The language of the Medrash is that Neiros Shabbos are kavod Shabbos. Im shemartim Neiros shel Shabbos. If you keep Neiros Shabbos, ani mara lachem Neiros shel Tzion. I'll show you the Neiros of Yerushalayim. Shemar vayibaisa hi achapeses Yerushalayim ba Neiros. Veni matzuch lachem Neiros baorah shel chama v'chulu. There's some connection between Geula and Neiros Shabbos, but either way, for our purposes, the Medrash connects Neiros to kavod Shabbos. And our first question is, so Halakas Neiros Shabbos, is that Kavod Shabbos, is that Oneg Shabbos? We know there's a statement, I didn't give it to you again, but there's a statement of the Vilna Gaon. The Gra writes in Hilchos Yontif that the difference, based on the Rambam, the difference between Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos, though many of us use it interchangeably, is everything that we do before Shabbos is Kavod Shabbos. When we go shopping and we take a shower and we get dressed and we clean up and we set the table, that is all Kavod Shabbos. And everything that we do on Shabbos is Oneg Shabbos. The enjoyment and the eating and the sleeping and the walking and the enjoyment. That's the difference between Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. The question is, now we have Halakas Neiros. So that is kind of bridges the two, as we'll see if one can bridge the two. It's an act that is done beforehand. But is it purely Kavod? You enjoy it on Shabbos. So what is it? And it's important to know whether it's Kavod or Oneg, because there seem to be nafkaminas, halachic differences, based on whether you would say it's Kavod or Oneg. What are some nafkaminas? What's the difference? So, says they will start off with the Tosfos and Shabbos. Tosfos and Masechet Shabbos and Daf Chaf Hei Mabez discusses, we take it for granted. But Tosfos has two deos. Do we make a bracha on Halakas Ner Shabbos? So we do make a bracha. We know we do make a bracha. We paskin. L'hadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. Right? It doesn't matter how many candles one lights, it's Ner. L'hadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. But does everybody agree to that? As we'll see in the Tosfos, there are those that say, we do not make a bracha. And I'm like, why wouldn't you? It's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Right? Very few mitzvahs d'rabbanan we do not make a bracha on. Maybe it's certain types of minhagim, but certain mitzvahs d'rabbanan. So why wouldn't you make a bracha on? So let's see what the Tosfos says. Tosfos quotes, Umasha Omer, where it's underlined, Tam Acher, Shalol Avarech. There was an earlier reason, but we're going to go with the following. A reason not to make a bracha. Mishum, Shim Haisa Mudlekes Va'omedes, if it was already lit. Lo Hayut Sarech Lechabosa Velachzer Ulahadlika. If you have a lit candle going into Shabbos, do you have to extinguish it and relight it? Says this Anto, says no. You'd be able to just have it lit. Velo Lahadlika Cheres. You wouldn't have to relight it. So what does that show? What does that show? That there's no Maisa related, and therefore a bracha isn't appropriate. It's just about creating a result. And if it's about creating a result, so then once you have the result, it's not really a Maisa HaMitzvah that Chazal would have instituted a bracha on. So according, well, we're going to have to talk about electricity. That's what I'm going to say. We'll talk about it. But it says, Tosfos ain't nearer. I don't like that, Svara, anyway, for two reasons. Number one, to hagabi kisi adam, by the mitzvah of kisi adam and meseches chulin, the Gemara says, im kiso, the Mishnah says, im kiso, haruach patam ilachasoso, we know that, let's say I'm about to do the mitzvah of kisi adam. I shechted an animal, I'm about to do the mitzvah, and all of a sudden the wind comes and blows dirt, blow, sawdust, whatever it is, onto the blood, and now it's covered. So I'm potter. What am I supposed to do? The mitzvah was done already. Kisi Adam. But, let's say the wind then goes the opposite and uncovers it. Afilu hachi, kishem mechase. I'm sorry, separate from that. But let's say the wind didn't do it in the first place. And I do it anyway right now. Sarach levarech. Just because the mitzvah could be removed from me, says Tosfos, doesn't mean that there's no bracha that I have to say. Just because I wouldn't have to light it if it's lit, doesn't mean that if I do light it, I don't make a bracha. Just like by Kisi Adam. By Kisi Adam, just because if it was covered by the wind, I wouldn't have to cover it, but if I am covering it, I am doing the Maisa Mitzvah, then I should have to make a bracha. Well, that's, we're going to talk about that, what the reason for that is. We're going to have to talk about what the reason for that is. There's a different reason for that. V'chei nolan mahul, the same idea about nolan mahul. If a baby is born mahul, there are some shitos that say, you have to do nothing. Nothing. We paskin, you do something. We paskin, you have to be meitiv dam bris. But there are some shitos that say, do nothing. But yet, obviously, if we do a bris milah, then we make a bracha. So it says Tosfos' number one problem with that idea, to say that, oh, it's all result-oriented, is that even if something is result-oriented, once you do the mitzvah, you can still make a bracha on it. He brought two other examples, Mila and Kisi Adam. And then Rabbeinu Tam says, I have a more basic problem with this svara. V'yonir l'Rabbeinu Tam, shim haya haner mutlak va'omeid, shetzorach lachabus v'lachzor l'hamlik. I argue on the whole premise. If it's lit, you have to extinguish it and relight it, says Rabbeinu Tam. Dafka l'shem Shabbos. As the Gemara says, earlier in the Masechta, u'bevachal lo yakdim, u'bevachal lo yachar. You can't light it too early, too late. But Hashem, hopefully we'll get to that. But 2 days in Tosfos, whether it's appropriate to make a bracha on Ner Shabbos. So what's the machlokas about? So pashtus is that it would be about, what's the focus? Is there a focus on the actual lighting, which Tosfos really held? Kavod Shabbos? Doing it beforehand, or is it just, no, it's all about getting the result. It's all about the oneg, it's all about enjoying it afterwards, and then one wouldn't have to make a bracha, and one wouldn't be allowed to make a bracha on, in that case. Nafkamina number one. Another nafkamina is, actually, even before we get to the next one, another one is Tosfos himself mentioned another one. Do you have to relight it if you already have a candle that's lit from before Shabbos? So number two, if it's about oneg, you just let it go and enjoy it on Shabbos. If it's covered, then one would have to do another Maisa. So two nafkaminas within Tosfos itself. There's even a discussion Actually, even just, I wanted to show you, look at the Mordechai. The Mordechai's Lashon, his version of the Svara, of why not to make a bracha, is even more explicit, based on the issue of, oh, it's result-oriented. He quotes the Gemara in Maseches Menachos. The Gemara says in Menachos Ben Beis, Kol mitzvah she'ein asiyasa gemar meleches mitzvasa ein mevarchen aleha. As we know, we only make a bracha on the final stage of mitzvos. We don't make a bracha on putting tzitzes onto a beged, or building a sukkah, or writing tefillin. We don't make a bracha on any of those. We paskin the Bavli. Why? Because ein asiyasa gemar mitzvah says not the final stage of the mitzvah. Only at the final stage you make a bracha. Says the Mordechai, that's why you don't make a bracha on Alakas Neira Shabbos. What do you mean? You did the mitzvah. What's the problem? So it's mefurish. That lighting it is just a hechsher mitzvah. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is having it lit. The mitzvah is having it lit on Shabbos. V'ner Shabbos ein gemar asiyasa ela b'sha'as achila. So we said before, Kedamrina Ba'ari Psachim. He says, V'riyo Mashiach Levarech, that it is a mitzvah right now. But that is an even more explicit formulation that we have in the Mordechai. There's even an interesting discussion into the Nusach HaBracha. We say Lahadik Nershal Shabbos. But if you look at the Rishonim, again, you can't build a shir based on this tiny little diuk, but once you have the other cumulative evidence, so then this can help. If you look in the Rambam's lashon is, what bracha do we say? Source number 5, the chayav lavar kodem advaka, baruch ata Hashem alkinim alcholam, asher gershonim v'lev v'sivanu, lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. Lahadlik. There are all different rules and regulations. The Rishonim and Psachim Dav Zayin discuss, when do you say li, when do you say al? And none of the rules work out perfectly. They explain about 65% of the cases, and then for the other 35%, the Rishonim will have to come up with chidushim in those mitzvos. Why they're... Because nothing works out. There's no rule that explains all the mitzvos. There's no rule. So that's why it's a fascinating sugya, because you get all these new chidushim about all the mitzvos. About Al and Liv, and the Tosis, the Rosh, and the Rambam. Just those three sources. Just look at those three sources, and you have a lot of chidushim there. So the Rambam here says, Liv, Lahavlik Ner Shel Shabbos. If you look in the Hagos Lamanios on that Rambam, he says a little differently. He quotes the Yerushalmi, who says, Hamalik ner biyant, right, first he says, V'chem biyantav nagol lahadlik ner, Yerushalmi, Hamalik ner biyantav sarach lavarech, asher, kidushon lezivanu, lahadlik ner shel yantif. Ubeperak haroe Yerushalmi, in Brachis, Yerushalmi says, lahadlik ner lichvod yantif, or lichvod Shabbos. So, what's the emphasis of, oh, this is lechvod, but instead of just saying lehadlik ner shel, shel might mean you're doing it shel for later? Again, it's not mukhrech, but it's the contrast is interesting. You have lehadlik ner lechvod Shabbos, which we don't say, versus lehadlik ner shel Shabbos. Good. Maybe this issue is even a machlokas in the Gemara itself. And those are the best. When you not only have a machlokas Rishonim, you can even go back into the Gemara. The Mishnah says in Maseches Shabbos that one is not allowed to use itron for lighting. The fuel that one is allowed, different fuels you're allowed to use, not allowed to use. You're not allowed to use itron. Why? The Mishnah says, source number 7, itron mibri kavod Shabbos. We can't use itron because of kavod Shabbos. And the Chachamim say, matir b'chol hashmonim, all oils, shumshimin, egozim, shenonos, all the oils. Source number 8, the Gemara says a blot later, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Rabbi Yishmael says you can't use Itron. My time, ask the Gemara, what's wrong with Itron? Amar Rava, mitoch sherecho ra. It stinks. It's a very bad odor. So that's why you can't use it. Gzeira shemiyani chenev yetze. Maybe you'll leave. You'll leave. So you don't want to have that, says Rava. That's why Rabbi Yishmael says it is a problem. Amar le Abaya, the Yetzay, okay, so leave. What's the big deal? So you leave, you lit the candles, you leave. That, what's the problem? On my lay, so Rava says, no, what are you talking about? Shiny Omer, halakas er b'Shabbos chova. Halakas er Shabbos is a chova. So what do you mean you leave? End of conversation in the Gemara. What would Abaya answer to that? Would Abaya say, no, it's not a chova? No, nobody argues with that. Everybody agrees you have to light halakas er Shabbos chova. What has to be his answer? It is a chova, but different kind of chova than you think. So we have to just add in a few words to the Gemara here. Says Tosfos, Pirish b'makom se'uda. what Rava's taina was that you have to have the candles where you eat. If you're going to leave, you're not going to be yotze the chova. The chova who she yisur b'makam aner mishem oneg. Ava mayakal der gufe v'avi parcha bayit. She did the chova he. He obviously thinks it is a chova. The question is, what is the chova? Says the Beis Halevi. You know what this machlokas is between Abaye and Rava? Covet versus oneg. What did they hold? Halakas Neiris, the focus is. Says the Beis Halevi in the next source. V'tzarach lomar. The sphere leila abaya. The ikar ha-mitzvah shel ha-adlaka. The lighting, it is kavod. Af api dehu eino sham. I light it, I'm yotze. I give honor to Shabbos by lighting candles. Even if I don't enjoy them on Shabbos. Separate it. The Rava Hosef, the Rava says, no. De milvad chiyuv ha'adlachim isham kavod Shabbos. Besides the chiyuv, mechuyuv she'elo ner daluk balakam suda. You have a chiyuv to have candles lit during the Suda. Right, that's our connection to Erevin. Right, Makam Pita Gori. V'zeh havi mishem Onik Shabbos, and that's Onik Shabbos. So it's machlokas Abaye and Rava. Fundamental machlokas.
Of course,
that
is Abaye.
Sorry?
You can always say the kavod is only proper. I mean, I can't exactly light in a desolate area.
Okay, but you might say that, you're suggesting that your kavod might even be contingent on the Onik.
Right.
Right, contingent on the Onik. But the question is, what would Abaye say? You got to explain Abaye.
How do you explain Rava according to the
Lashon
of the Mishnah?
Right, so the Beis Halevi, Joseph, back to your point, he doesn't say he only holds Onik. He says, besides Kavod, also Onik. Mm-hmm. That's his formulation, yeah?
How do you explain Rava according to
the
Lashon of the Mishnah alone?
How do you explain Rava? You can't use it because of Kavod Shabbos.
Yeah. How do you explain Rava according to the Beis Halevi?
Okay, you have to know whether the Mishnah's using Kavod and Onik in categorical terms. Or, maybe it's connected to what you just suggested, oneg is connected to the kavod. It's not proper kavod unless you have oneg afterwards. What, it's so mechabe that I light candles and I leave? What kind of kavod is that? So it could be that the kavod is connected to the oneg, and that's why. And maybe that's why the Beis Halevi says what he says, that it's not a mutually exclusive machlokas. It's kavod or kavod plus, or kavod and oneg. What are we paskin? So do we have an answer? So if you look in the Rambam, there are two Rambams. The Rambam, first Rambam that we had earlier, if you look back in source number 5, in Perek Hey, the Rambam quotes the mitzvah of Halakas Neiris Shabbos, and he quotes on the third line, Afilu ein lo mayochal, shol al apsachim, belokech shebenu malakas aner, shezeh bechlal, oneg Shabbos. Beferish, the Rambam says oneg Shabbos. But that's his back in source number 5. But if you look 25 prakim later in the Rambam, but it's only 5 sources later on our sheet, right, in source number 11, the Rambam says, Misader Adam Shulchano be'erev Shabbos. V'yavavish inu tzorech lel kezayis. You set the table on Friday. Right? You want to be ready for the malachim that come back. V'chei misader shulchano be'motzi Shabbos. And also Motzi Shabbos. Right? The Rambam l'shitaso. Kiddush and Abdullah are both daraisa, setting the table. Erev Shabbos, Motzi Shabbos, keeping the tablecloth on. V'yavavish inu tzorech lel kezayis. Kidei l'chabdo b'knisaso u'bitsiaso. V'tzorech l'sakin beso mibod yom. Mipnei Kavod Shabbos. You have to get your house ready. What's included in that Kavod Shabbos? V'yehei ner daluk v'shulchan arech u'mita mutzas shekol elu l'kavod Shabbos hei. So the Rambam in Perek Hey says Halakas Neiris Shabbos is classified as Onik Shabbos. And here in Perek Lamed, he talks about Kavod Shabbos. So which is it? Is it Kavod? Is it Oneg? Says Reb Chaim, the Gracha L'Shas is source number 13. As you might have guessed, it's both. It's a little of both, though the Lashon of the Rambam would work out much better if he had opposite formulations. Because if you look in the Rambam, well, let's just say what Reb Chaim says first. Reb Chaim says it's a little of both. When I light the candles, I'm doing Kavod Shabbos, but when I have to enjoy them too, and therefore it's Onik Shabbos. That's the Kavana that we have to have on line 6. V'nira li debahel lachos elu heim shnei dinim nifradim. Debachiv hadlacha yishnei dinim. There are two dinim when it comes to halakas neiris. Chada mishem Onik Shabbos. V'chada mishem Kavod Shabbos. V'im chaluke b'dineim. And they're both independent elements within the one mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos and Onik Shabbos. V'gam, and let's say you would only be able to fulfill one of them for some reason. So you'd still do that one without the other one. For example, when would that be? Not our topic now. When would you ever have kavod without oneg?
When you go eat somewhere else.
Well, when would it be impossible to have oneg? Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you only have kavod Shabbos. You don't really have oneg. You're not going to eat next to the candles. I guess you can learn next to the candles, but daven next to the candles. But there's really no oneg there from the as much from the candles as much in terms of eating. And sometimes you might have oneg without kavod. But either way, they're independent. But there's both, says Reb Chaim. The only little problem with that that's the Rambam. The only problem with that is that when the Rambam talks about kavod, he uses a result oriented lashon, v'yehiner daluk. That's his lashon in Perek Lamed, where he's talking about kavod. And when he talks about oneg, which sounds like you want a candle lit, his lashon is v'chayev levavach. Talk about umadlekes haner. So bechlal oneg Shabbos. So it's a little tzarachian, with the formulation. But either way, that is kavod and that is oneg. Just two other related issues, and then we'll get into some other related to oneg, kavod and oneg, and then we'll get into some more hardcore halacha lemaisa. The first half of the shiur is about kavod and oneg. Three related issues. Number one, we're going to skip a couple of sources. There is a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is quoted in the Tshuvas Pnei Maven. It's a Rav from the early 1900s. Tshuva Sefer from the early 1900s. Rav Netanel HaKohen. He discusses the Shita of the Magen Avraham, who holds that, let's say a woman is running late. Friday afternoon she's running late. Then all of a sudden she realizes it's past Shkia. She can't light candles anymore. She can't get a non-Jew to light candles. We pass on Amir La'akum b'shas ben Hashmash. This is generally mutter in most cases. Asking a non-Jew to do malacha for me during ben Hashmash. The Magen Avraham holds she can even make a bracha on the non-Jews lighting the candles. That's the chiddush of the Magen Avraham. Says the, that's these quotes in line 6. He named Magen Avraham, Reisam Gimel Yud Aleph, Lefima Shapirish Dvar Machzaz HaShekel, Venetiv Chaim, Im Shachacha, Yishlis Mochal Divrei Rash, Lomar, La'akum Lahalik Ner Echad, U Sivarech, and to make a bracha on that. Ulanias Daiti says the Pnei Maven, Divrei Magen Avraham, Kesefer Chasum. This is a closed book, this Magen Avraham. Echav Sharlomar, Vitzivanu, B'mashem Malik B'Shabbos. What kind of vitzivanu? V'chitzivanu chachamim b'Shabbos l'adlik neiros atma'a. The Chazal tell us to light candles on Shabbos? That's what I'm talking about. Basically, suffix Shabbos now. How could you light it? Says the Pnei Maven, the only thing that I could come up with is, skip down to line 17, me'ata l'fizeh im shachacha v'lo hitzlika mibod yom but la mitzvahs kavod Shabbos. Ulam oneg Shabbos ika the mitzvahin leishem b'choshech v'lechem v'okom chashech v'yaldeh shaper kasev Magen Avraham d'yichol deskayim adeh b'ashentomer la'acham sheyadlik. The chiddush of the Magen Avraham must be that you can make a bracha even on just oneg. You didn't do the kavod, you didn't do the ma'isa ha-mitzvah. You blew it. The non-Jew is lighting. So you're not really making a bracha on the non-Jew's lighting. You're making bracha on the result of having the candles lit. Ner daluk. That's the only thing I could come up with for the Magen Avraham. But again, this is another issue that hinges on kavod versus oneg, this issue of the Magen Avraham. You have a couple of times where you have a result-oriented mitzvah and a non-Jew doing it to make a bracha. There's a Machane Ephraim. I think we had a shiur on this a couple of months ago. So Machane Ephraim, one of the early Achronim, he says if a non-Jew builds a ma'akeh for a Jew can make a bracha on the non-Jew's building of the ma'akeh on the roof. Same idea. He quotes his Magen Avraham. Right, result oriented, and as long as it's about getting it done, you can even make a bracha. But generally, we would assume it's a very big chiddush in both of the contexts. So, number one, related issue related to kavod and oneg. The other issue is if you look in the hakdama of the drisha to Yaradeya. The hakdama of the drisha of the prisha is the same author as the sma on Shulchan Aruch, and there he quotes his mother. He says, "My mother had two chiddushim. I want to be mefarsim for my mother." So hopefully later on we'll have a time to talk about the other chiddush. But the first one, he says, is that, I don't know why, many women, my mother used to say, used to, on Yontif, not light candles so early. After all, you can light fire on Yontif. And on the, let's say you have a second night, let's say in Chutzlaris, you have 2 days Yontif. The second night Yontif, you have to light candles very late. You can't light them early, because you're not allowed to do malacha from one day to the next day. But, says my mother says, that many people, many of her friends, used to light candles, like late on, like regular right before the meal. And my mother was very upset, because then they're only getting oneg yantif, and they're losing kavod yantif. They're losing the aspect of kavod yantif. Even on yantif, where you can light later, you should light normal, earlier. Says the Drisha in the name of his mother. Hatos Hasheni. This was the second mistake. Mashenoa goes on Nashim Lahalik near Rasiyashal Yantif. Acher Shispalo Kol Arvis. After they daven Meirv already. The Acher Yitziyasim Yitzak Knesses Labesam. Kodem Achila. Zeino Nachon. No. Fine. On Yantif Sheni. Sveika the Yomai. Not a light. Not a light of light earlier. But Abba Mashenim Shach Mizeh. Shenoa goes Lidlo Gambalo Yantif Rishon. Kain ze eno nachon. The yoser domi deal halak neiris gam kain koden tvilas harvest. Like they do it on a normal hakol kamosh osan lekavet Shabbos. She hakol muchan miyad. So it's all muchan when they come home. Again, kavet Shabbos and kavod yantif would require lighting earlier even on yantif. And one final point relating to kavod and onik before we move over to the other half of the shiur. And that is, how many candles does one light? How many candles is one obligated to light on Shabbos? So the Me'ikar Adin, all one needs is one. One candle. That's why the Nusach is L'Hadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. Like the Nusach is L'Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Doesn't matter how many, because one is the Chiyuv. The Minhag Olam is to light two. That's the Minhag Olam. Why do we light two? Not for Abba and Ima. The Minhag of lighting two, the Shulchan Aruch says, is Zachar V'Shamar. Zachar V'Shamar, that's what the Ramah says. Shulchan Aruch in Source number 20. Yehi Zahir Lasos Ner Yafe. V'yesh Mechavnin Lasos Beis Psilos. Echa Kenega Zachar, Echa Kenega Shamar. One for Zachar and one for Shamar. Right? This is based on, where did we get this from? Lighting the two candles? This comes from the Lag Ba'Omer Gemara. Right after Rabbi Shimon Yochai and his son came out of the cave for the second time, and they saw somebody running with two Adasim. And they say, what are you doing? He says, this is Kavod Shabbos. They say, what do you mean? What do you do for it? He says, one can make a Zachar, one can make a Shamar. That's the Gemara that this is based on. Two. But, and then there's a Minhaga of Klal Yisrael to add on based on the number of children. That's so the Minhag Yisrael Torah who quotes that in source number 21. Wonderful. But there is, if you look back in the Ramah, what does the Ramah say? V'yacholun lahosif lahava gimel dala neiris v'chei nagu. And you can add on three or four also. What does that mean? You can add on, the Ramah does not quote the minhag of the children. That's a later minhag. Okay, fine, wonderful. Marbe Benares. But where does he get three or four from? So some want to suggest that if you look in the Rambam says at the beginning of Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos that there are four mitzvahs related to Shabbos, as we know. Shnayim in Atorah, Shnayim in Divrei Sofrim. Zachar v'Shamar, Kavod and Oneg. So some suggest maybe that's what Halakas Neiris is. Three or four means to include Zachar, Shamar, Kavod, and Oneg. That's what this Minhag of the Ramah is based on. Okay, so this is the, in terms of the number, and again, it relates to, we had the Nafgaminas, and we had the Rambam, and then we had three other related issues, the Magen Avraham about making a bracha on a non-Jewish lighting, the mother of the Drisha, number two, and number three in terms of the numbers. Just interesting, I just gave you one other, and that is the Vilna Gaon in Maisa Rav, his Talmidim quote, that he was Marbe Benares. He had a lot of candles. He had a lot of candles in his house. Whether it be Marbe, be Machmer on this mitzvah, and he did it ad sheman uhu harofim, until the doctors told him it wasn't healthy for him. Marbe Benares, why was he Marbe Benares? What's the Gra always had a reason for everything he did. So in the footnotes of the Maisa Rav, I gave it to you, source 24, he quotes, it was Lahosi mi liban shel atstukim, that didn't use any fire on Shabbos. Remember lo savaru eish b'chol moshe hosechem, right? No light fire. They sit in the dark and they eat cold food and they stare at their tzitzis, right? That's the that's Shabbos for the tzukim. So in the footnotes they quote maybe the grudge, just like the Gemara says, whenever we have a chance to be mefarsim against the tzukim, we try, right? We have a lot of pomp and circumstance by the Korban Omer, obviously, to be mefarsim against the Machmor Shabbos, right? We have a ways that we a tful yom kohen is able to be involved in the paraduma, because again, it's against what the tzukim do. We always try to be mefarsim. So that's the suggestion why the Grub was always into many, many candles. Okay, that's all part one. Let's do a little bit, we don't have time to do everything, but a little bit of part two, and that is some Lamaisa Shailas related to Halakas Neiris, and that's really how we got into this from Meseches Erevin. Meseches Erevin spoke about where you eat or where you sleep. Where you eat or you sleep, so that's, we'll get to that, Beth Hashem, in a couple of minutes. But first, again, you have in the sources here a number of halacha issues. Let's just talk about a few of them. Number one is the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Reis Lama Gimel, that's the siman about halachas, Erasif Beis, in source number three. Echad ha'anashim, echad ha'anashim, chayavin lios, bevateim, ner dalek b'shabes. The chiyuv of halakas neiros is equal. Men and women. The exact same chiyuv. Was it instituted for women? Women, the minhag is light the candles. What, and it's their adifus. Even if the man says, I want to light the candles, the woman can say, tough luck on you. Right? It's my, I get to do this mitzvah. Why? It's a machlokas rishonim. Machlokas rishonim why women have received the mitzvah. Machlokas Rambam and the tour. Says the tour in source number 4. Va'anashim based on a medrash. Va'anashim musaras ba'bi yoser. Kedisa b'medrash b'pnei shekivsa neiro shel olam. She extinguished the light of the world. Pirush garma misal adam arishon. Always goes back to Chava. Right? Somehow Chava extinguished the light of the world. So every week, Chava's descendants have to bring light into the world. That's one reason. Goes back to Chava. Which derech agav, there is a minhag quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote that you should do this. And I think it was is more prevalent in the days of old. It is not a common minhag today. It's just the opposite, I think. But there is a minhag quoted in the Mishnah Berurah about the first Shabbos after a woman lights, has a baby, the husband lights the candles. There's a minhag quoted. This is, nobody suggests that this should be done, but there is this minhag out there. But what's the message of the minhag? I went so upshot. The message is that this week the woman already brought so much light into the world. She doesn't need to do it. It falls back on the husband. Anyway, but that is one, it was probably based on the fact that certain women couldn't get out of bed. You didn't want to be mavayish, the women, and that couldn't get out of bed, so the husband did it that week. Right? So something, more on a practical level. But that's the idea. But that's number one.
Is it kapara or tikkun?
A little of both. I don't know exactly. It's a little of both. Number two. The two is the Rambam. I gave it to you in the tour. The Rambam quotes, because he says something, but we can understand that, I think, on a more conceptual level. He says, Mibresha mitsuyos bebayis, I'm still in source 4. The oskos betzarche abayis. She's in the house and involved in all of the tzrachim of the house. So, if we think about that on a deeper level, the woman creates the environment in the house. She's the akaras abayis. And therefore, it's her responsibility, the lights which help create the environment in the house, that's on her shoulders. Sounds more practical. She's mitzuyas babayas, but we could give it a little more teeth. But for those two reasons, it's the woman's mitzvah, and the man can't do it. And if the man does it, the post can discuss. It's an issue of stealing a mitzvah, yud zehuvim, as the Gemara says in Chulin, if you steal a mitzvah. But it's very serious that the woman does the lighting. There is an idea. Rabbi Kivi Eger quotes this on Mishnayis in source number 9, source number 10, that the man should set up the candles. The man should set up the candles. There's a minhag for a man to buy his wife candlesticks, but either way, the man should set up the candles so he gets a chalik of the mitzvah every week. Because even if it's the woman's chiyuv, but if the woman's right. And he even sees this in a hint. He sees this in a hint in the Mishnah that we mentioned earlier. Nida, chala, and avakas aner. Ask Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's not parallel. It should be nida, chala, ner. Right, oh, then it won't fit into the Rosh Hashanah's chana. Okay, well, we would work it out. But neither chala ner, or it should be hafrashas chala, hadlokas aner, you gotta put the verb in. Right, so why only does hadlokas aner get the verb? So, said Rabbi Kiva Eger, because the woman's only in charge of the hadlokas aner. The hachanas aner, the husband should do. Getting it ready. Getting it ready, the husband should do. And even if he comes home late on Friday, oh, I'm too busy, so you can do it Thursday night. I'm a radical. Right, you can do it Thursday. You can do it, right? The stories are told about the women who used to set up the candles mostly Shabbos before, for the following Shabbos, right? The holy women. But either way, at least the husband should have some type of chelek in the lighting. Good. Let's get a couple of more points. Let's get to what you asked before, and that is the way we light. Source number 13. Let's go to. Again, there's other sources here. Feel free to peruse it. The Shulchan Aruch talks about. First of all, 13 is about the earliest time to light. Very Lamaisa. Now, this time of year, early Shabbos. Many times, the shuls that follow the lechadchila of davening mincha before plaga mincha. So, even though usually the husband goes to shul, the woman lights candles right away, one has to be very careful not to light candles early Shabbos before plaga mincha. Because we pass, and the Shulchan Aruch says, it's a bracha levatala. Right? It's like lighting candles on Thursday. Even if you want to accept Shabbos, you can't do it. I want out 2 days of Shabbos. I'm a very holy Jew. No, before Plaga Mincha, halfway between Mincha Ketan and Shkia, one cannot light the candles, and one has to be very careful about that. That's the earliest time to light candles. Obviously, the latest time is Shkia. We tried to do it before for Tosefes Shabbos. How does one light candles? So, as we know, the woman lights candles in a unique way. And that is based on the fact, and that's quoted in source number 14 in the Ramah, that's based on the fact of the Machlokas Rishonim, which comes up later, that a woman is Mekabela Shabbos right when she says the bracha of Lahadag Nershal Shabbos, unlike a man. A man is not Mekabela Shabbos with that bracha, and therefore if a man lights candles, there's no Shaila. The man never has to light candles, so then he makes the bracha Lahadag Nershal Shabbos, he lights the candles. Like every mitzvah that we do over Lasi Yasson, we make the bracha and we do the mitzvah. But there are a couple of mitzvahs that are a little difficult to do over Lasi Yasson. For the women, this is one of them. Netilas Yadayim is another one. Tevila is another one. There are a couple of mitzvahs that it's not so clear how to do the over Lasi Yasson. So what do women do here? And this is the minhag quoted by the Ramah. She has to physically light the candles first. So a woman lights the candles physically, does not look or get hana'a from the candles, and quickly covers her eyes, says the bracha, and then she opens up her eyes and looks at the candles and gets hana'a from the candles. So it's as if she just lit the candles then. It's as if it's over Lasi Yasson, even though it's not literally over Lasi Yasson. So therefore, there are two important points. Number one, women shouldn't, right, when they say, right, she opens up her eyes, good job, and she doesn't even look at the candles. Woman has to look at the candles for a little bit to get some hana. Many women say a tefillah during that time. It's fine, wonderful. But that is why...
Interesting, because hana really should be a matter of oneg.
Hana is oneg.
She's saying hana right now is part of the kavod.
And it's beforehand also, but it has to be connected somehow. But again, that is what the minhag is. The three wavings, that is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. No one could do whatever their mother did and their grandmother did, but that at least the covering of the eyes and not looking until afterwards, that is in the Ramah. There was a huge discussion, again, just to mention it quickly, what about Neiris Yontif? This was the other Eim Hadrisha point. The other Eim Hadrisha point was that on Yontif, no problem, let the women say the bracha and then light the candles. Right? She can light fire on Yontif. She can add to fire, Lahadag Nershal Yontif. So that's the Eim Hadrisha again said that's what she should do. The only problem is, it's somewhat confusing. Especially if you have a Yontif and then a Shabbos, you don't want to play around with the Yisuri Skila. You don't want to play around with that. So, Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. This is really whatever a woman wants to do. If a woman feels that she can handle it and she can light, you know, Yontif is Yontif and Shabbos is Shabbos, and normally I'm going to do it this way, but on the other I'm going to do it that way, so then fine. She can do it Matova Mana'im. If there's any type of worry or fear, like, I can't. I like candles this way, this it. So then, fine, she can do that too. So that's a discussion in the postgame. But again, either way is okay. One fascinating ha'ara, which until you research the sugya, you don't realize that this is true. Nowhere in the Shulchan Aruch does it quote that the Shechianu bracha that women say for Yontif is said at Halakas Neiris. Doesn't say that anywhere. We say the Shechianu by Kiddush. The women's minhag is to say the Shechianu by Halakas Neiris. Rabbi Yaakov Emden was not so happy about that minhag. In Surah number 21, in She'elos Yavetz, he was moche, he says, it's not really Yontif yet. It is, but it's not. So maybe you should be yosi with your husbands later on. He says, but what can I do? Even my wife won't listen to me. And she won't stop. He writes that. He says, hanach lohen, and there's nothing I can do about it. So he matters it kind of in a bidyeved way. Most of the poskim, the Tzitzel Yezer, has a beautiful tshuva where he discusses chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom, source 24. This is the women's mitzvah. This is their special connection to the Yontif. They encourage them to do it. He says, what, for a thousand years before Rabbi Yaakov Emden, nobody said a word. And this was obviously the minhag, because everybody, there's a new minhag that developed. This was obviously the minhag, and nobody said a word about it. And therefore, we bechazik them, and there's no problem whatsoever in terms of saying the Shechianu earlier. Good. Now we get to one of the last two points, and that is relating to how we got into this whole discussion. And that is eating and the best place to light. The best place to light. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses, in Source 26, Reisam Agimel Sifches, Beis O Gimel Bali Batim, Ochlim B'Makom Echad. What if you have a bunch of families eating at one area? A hotel, a camp, you know, a bunch of families eating in one area. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Omrim Shekol Echad Mevarech HaLamanara Shalo. Some say they should eat, have their own right? Make a bracha on their own candles. V'yesh megam game gedavar, and some are not so sure about it. Why? Why are they not so sure about it? Because the issue is, if you're lighting candles right next to somebody else's candles, is that really adding anything in terms of any of the reasons? So v'yesh megam game gedavar, v'nachal nizar, b'savik brachas, v'lo yivarech ala echad. Shulchan Aruch says, one mevarech. One mevarech. Right, it's similar, it's not a totally different reason, but the Shulchan Aruch also in Hilchas Chanukah, only the Baal Bais makes the bracha, one menorah. But here, only one bracha. And the Ramah quotes, Aval Anu Ein Noagin Kain. We don't say this, we say everybody lights. So that is the Minaga Olam that everybody lights, even though it is all in the same area. The problem is, though, what you asked before, and that is, Bizman HaZeh is even worse, because you have lights on in the room. And it's not adding any light. Not Shalom Bayis, Kavod Oneg. What are you not adding any light? So there are a number of ways that the poskim discuss what should be done on a regular Shabbos. Right, Nechleku HaPoskim, says the Shmir Shabbos. Im Efsha Lavarech Al Alakas Neiris Shabbos B'makam Mu'ar. Could you make a bracha on Neiris Shabbos in a lit area? So what should be done? V'lochein tov levarech es birchad alacham ofan shiyesil yidei choladeus. So to be yosef choladeus, what do? You got a couple of choices. Number one, umin haroy efo shohaisha tadlikas aneiris hashabbos v'tavarech v'yach rak achar kach yadlik echen mirei bayis as merotach hashmal. The woman should turn the lights off in the dining room. She should then light the candles, and then somebody else will turn off the lights. So when she lights, it's adding something. That's one suggestion that is given by the Shmir Shabbos. Other poskim are not so encouraging of that day, because when you turn on the lights, it's like you're putting the lights out. You're putting the candles out. What, it's only for a 10-second mitzvah? No, it's for later. So the other option given, and this they quote B'Shem Reb Moshe, B'Shem Reb Yaakov, and others, and that is no. We know that women could use, even if they have to, it happens in hospitals sometimes, they could use electric candles, b'diavad, if they need to. So let the woman turn off the light in the room, and then turn the light on in the room, and then light the candles. And have in mind that the electric lights are part of the mitzvah. Halakha's Neir Shabbos. It's part of the mitzvah. We'll get back to that also. Let us have in a minute.
Why couldn't you say that? Do it l'chadchila and not light in there at all.
Do it l'chadchila and not what? And just to make the bracha on the electric candles? The minhag is to light candles. Minigas to light candles. We don't want to, start, you know. I would say, even though, you know, there is a machlokas, we poskim make or a din that it is, it can be used. Can be used even, some poskim say even fluorescent, because it's not a din of ish. It's a din of or. Havdalah needs ish. But, Friday night needs or, so some poskim say that, it could even be fluorescent. But, the minigas, we use candles. Either way, that's the second idea. Well, there are many women out there that don't do any of these. They don't turn the lights off beforehand or afterwards. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman saves the day. Rosh Shlomo Zalman, in the footnotes there in the Shmir Shabbos, says, even though originally Neiris Shabbos were instituted for a specific reason, Kavod, Oneg, to add light, but nowadays it adds ambiance. That's the mitzvah. You know it's Shabbos when the candles are there. You go into a fancy restaurant, there are candles on the table. Why? Because that adds ambiance. So that's an element to Neir Shabbos like that too, and that's even if the lights are on, and therefore, Shlomo Zalman says that's good enough to make a bracha on as well. So either way, Lamaisa, it is allowed. One should follow whatever minhag they follow. Okay, finally, relating to what we're talking about, needing hana'ah from the candles, says the Shulchan Aruch, source number 30, Siftes, Hamadlikin b'zavios habayis v'yochlen b'chatzer. If somebody is lighting in the house, but they're eating somewhere else. So, what's the halacha? Im ein aneros aruko shadokos ad halayla havi bracha levatala. If you're not going to get any benefit from the candles, they're not long enough that they're going to still be lit by the time I come home and see them, or come back to the place where the room is. It's a bracha levatala. Says the Mishnah Berurah there, Shekivan she'eino yachol laso shem tashmiz etzlan kishachozer, if they're not lit when I come back, so that it didn't fulfill its purpose, and I have to benefit from the candles. So you have to get some benefit. But what happens if there's a choice of benefits? What if I'm eating out on Friday night? I'm eating in one place, and I'm sleeping in my own house. Where do I light? So there is a sefer Menuchas Ahava on Halakas Neir Shabbos. I have it here. Hasoeit Suud Shabbos Yezal Chaveru V'Chozel Lebeis Alishan. Oh, Afilu Yashar Lebeis Chaveru V'Yichto Lo Ched Alishan Sham. Or let's say you're at somebody's house and you have your own room to sleep in. Tsarech La'Alak Neiros BeBracha BeMakam Shu Yashan Sham. You have to light. Let's say you're eating out. You should light your candles at home, and then go out if it's possible, and sit and get some hanah from the candles first. Why? Because that's your makom hamiyuchad. Mikom makom tzarech lizar sheyadliku haneiros ad bo lachzor lishon. You have to make sure that they're still lit when you come back. So there are a couple of choices one has. Either if it's possible to stay home and then walk to wherever you're eating, light candles at home, sit there for a few minutes, and then go. Sometimes it's impossible. Let's say they're going somewhere and it's too far. You don't want to walk twice. So then there are ways, not on a kavua basis, but once in a while, we would allow, let's say, a woman to turn on a light in her house. Have in mind that that's part of the hadlaka. And then go, and if she's not able to light at home, because we'd rather her not make a tznai, lighting at home with a tznai, and then getting into the car, that's probably more of a bidyeved. So at least, turn a light on, which make her a din, as we said, is the mitzvah. Brachas are on ma'akvos. Even a bathroom light. To turn a light on in the house and then go to wherever she is lighting. Right? This also comes up many times in hotels or in other areas where it's illegal or it's dangerous to light in one's own room. So again, the way to do it is to turn on a light, even a bathroom light in the hotel room, go down to where the lighting is and then light there. Hopefully, the lighting is somewhere near where they're eating. It's not like in a separate room where there's nothing. That's a big problem. But hopefully, if it's a where they're eating, somewhere near where they're eating, so then that is okay. Good. So that takes us to, again, eating versus sleeping. So eating versus sleeping, let me just summarize. If you're within your own house and you're eating and sleeping there, then the eating takes precedence. That was the Rama says that, the Shulchan Aruch says that in, sorry, let me just find it. I did not mention that Beferish, the Rama says that the Iker is the place of eating, right? Siftes. Did we say it here on top? You have to have it where you eat. That's the mashmas of that Shulchan Aruch. So if there's, sorry,
1:6.
In which source? Right, there it is, the Shulchan Aruch. Right, the Ikar Adlaka Tzliya. There it is. And it was first in the Ramah. Right, the Ikar Adlaka Tzliya B'Neiros Shemadlikin Al Shulchan. Avaloshar B'Shar Neiros Shemabayis. Right, the Shulchan Aruch and Reis Lama Gimel Sif Yud. So the Ikar, if somebody is eating at home. Normal. That's why the Iker candles are put where you eat. Right? Not where you sleep. Where you eat. But the problem is, let's say if you're eating somewhere else and you're sleeping in your own home. Or you have a separate Makam Miyuchah. So you need candles there too. Because that's your Makam Miyuchah for Shabbos. So that's why we try to do a little of both. Turning on a light here and making the bracha there. And in that way, hopefully we will be able to cover all of the shitas. Again, the next that Shulchan Aruch in Source 33 also discusses the automatic Kabbalah, Machlokas Rishonim, and we generally assume men are Makabal automatically, while women are Makabal automatically, while men are not, because they're going to have a minchay afterwards. If a man ever has to light, he just makes the bracha and lights afterwards, while women have the automatic Kabbalah, and that's why they do the trying to get a little bit of overlasiyasan while covering their eyes. Okay, there's more here, but we'll stop here relating to Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos.